Good evening, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and I've got this special friend that has come along with me to entertain you tonight.
Good evening, Carolyn. Good evening, everyone. This is Richard. I'm here, I think, and alive and well and ready for maxing out, you might say.
Well, I'm not exactly maxed out. I could go for some more max myself. Well, first of all, I know all of you love Max, as I love Max. And the interesting thing is, when you see Max, you see a crystal skull. But sometimes you don't think right away that this is a consciousness that can think and speak and talk, not the way perhaps other consciousness, like a human being, might do this, but nevertheless, it is true. And a listener sent us an email and said he would like to see Max come back and discuss a certain topic. And what that topic is, what's coming, when, and how can we best ready ourselves for it? Of course, I really like that, and I know Richard did too. And we went to Max, and we asked Max what he thought about that question, and Max said it's an excellent idea. After all, we could all do a little more of Max's clarity on the matter, can't we? And so, if you know how we work, take a picture of Max in your mind's eye and go to your heart, and maybe you can connect with Max in the special way that Richard connects with Max. And so, Richard, what are you seeing and feeling?
Well, I see very little, as you know, and perhaps people listening know that as well. Carolyn has these wonderful, clairvoyant skills that perhaps one day will join me, but they're pretty fleeting these days. And so I feel Max is my experience of him. And I've described that energy in the past, a very central energy, just very slightly left of center as I experience him, a very almost singular energy, carrying how I would express that energy, love and wisdom is my experience. But without the, you might say, complexity that you might expect from an incarnated soul, there is this almost singular nature to the energy. It's very interesting. Quite powerful.
Yes, Max is, isn't he? And so what does Max say about what's coming, when, and how can we best ready ourselves for it?
What an interesting question. After all we've all been through over the last few years, especially you, Carolyn. So let us see what Max has to say about what's going on here and when is anything happening, if it's happening. It is my pleasure to come forth in this time. And as I said to Richard when he checked in with me, I thought it was an excellent idea that I come forth and share my perspective, you might say, on this question, because it is a question that is perhaps on the mind of everyone listening to this radio show and many who will listen to the recording. Is there any truth to this notion of a transition in consciousness in this time? Is it all made up or is there some basis to it? And I will begin by saying there is indeed a very powerful basis to it. That indeed, if you simply disregard the modern words that have come forth about what is seemingly unfolding, I encourage you to examine some of the ancient sources that have come forth in a manner speaking about this time. An example being the Maya, of course, with their calendar, though in some ways even they are relatively recent as you would perceive them, though much of their knowledge and wisdom came from times prior to that in which your history credits them. But I'm more drawn to those individuals who brought forth that, you might consider it a book, though it is much more than a book, and that is the book called Hamlet's Mill. And it is aptly named because, in essence, it is referring to the myth and legend that bubbles up into the story of Hamlet. And the mill that is referred to is the mill that grinds the human experience, that grinds the consciousness in which you find yourselves. And that mill that is referred to is the precession of the equinoxes, that cycle that takes some 26,000 years to progress in the human and the experience of the earth. And so there is a great body of myth and legend from across your planet that speaks of this process as it has proceeded. And indeed, there are many pointers, if you will, to this time that you are in, this time of alignment with Galactic Center. And yes, the Mayan calendar focused on the December solstice of last year. Of that, there is no doubt, no question, despite the thoughts of some to the contrary. But it pointed very directly to that moment. And on the one hand, its very exactness was important because it represented the arrival of some key energies. But also, there are those who have examined these myths and legends and see them pointing more to this window of time that you find yourselves in. And there is truth to this also. So there are records, you might say, in the human experience that really are as old as the sources of those myths and legends themselves, which indeed reach back to prior to the fall in Atlantis, those threads of myth and legend that come forth pointing to the importance of this time, indeed come forth from that time and feed into your time. Because it was important that humanity have some reminder of all of this. Indeed, there have been many pointers to this. There are so many buildings on the planet that in one manner or another acknowledge, for example, the solstices and the equinoxes. And you are, I'm sure, aware of some of these. But indeed, there are a great, great number of these, many of which indeed have been lost to human history. So there is, you might say, a great deal of evidence spread throughout human history pointing to this time. And indeed, these pointers are no accident. Now, many of you, and I include in that many, the two that are involved in, you might say, running this radio show, who were given a very clear understanding that all would unfold at the December solstice of last year. And it has been explained to some of you, at least, that indeed this was in a manner quite intentional, because it was set up as a ruse in part to distract those beings that sought to prevent the unfolding of what was intended in this cycle of Brahma, which was the ending of the reign of those who wished to, you might say, dominate others, to interfere with the progression of other souls for their own benefit, for their own self-aggrandizement, you might say. And their time is truly coming to an end. And indeed, that is happening. And it is important for you to understand that the consciousness in which you find yourselves is the most dense consciousness in which beings with souls exist. It is important to understand this because it is very easy for humanity to get caught in believing that in being present in this very dense consciousness, you are somehow less than those who might exist in higher dimensions. And this has been fostered to an extent by your religions, where you have been encouraged to put your God, or whatever term you wish to use, on some kind of pedestal. And whilst there is some basis for acknowledging the, you might say, omnipotence of this being, it is really an illusion in the sense that all of you are aspects of that being and carry the same greatness, you might say. You are no less than. Indeed, rather more, because you exist in this very dense consciousness, you carry a key. And that key is the key that will unlock a shift in consciousness across the entire cosmos. It is hard for you to imagine this. Those of you that are close to the work of Carolyn and Richard will know of the words from Mother Mary of the past, when she spoke of consciousness being like a vase, where this vase of consciousness rests upon its base, and the base is that most dense expression of consciousness. And if you lift up the base, you lift up the entire vase and all that it contains. And this, my dear friends, is where you find yourselves, in this very dense expression of consciousness, which represents the base of that vase. So this is where you are. There is a plan, and that plan has been followed. It has been pursued by many beings, and with most plans, there are elements that have been unexpected and needed to be dealt with. And some of the complexity for all of you in this consciousness is the fact that because of the nature of this consciousness, you have left many of your skills and abilities behind. And indeed, there are things that you cannot be told because of the rules, you might say, that apply to this consciousness. It's like you are groping around in the dark, trying to find answers with your hands tied behind your back and perhaps blindfolded also. So, and maybe some plugs in your ears just for good measure. So it is a very difficult consciousness in which you find yourselves. And yet, if you are open to this, the inner promptings that guide every being are there for you. There are many distractions that have been placed in this consciousness by primarily those who wish to control humanity, and indeed the entire cosmos and beyond, that seek to drown out those promptings, that guidance that bubbles up from within. And perhaps anyone that is listening to this call, either live or in its recorded form, have to some degree become aware of those inner promptings, or you would not be here. It is what you might term walking your spiritual path, because that, my friends, is by definition an internal journey. And so in many ways it is elements of connecting with those inner promptings, that inner guidance. And in the challenges of this time, for some of you, those promptings, those guidance, that guidance seems a little threadbare given what you have to deal with. And I, as an observer, can entirely understand that perspective. But I want to give you all encouragement, because from where, excuse me, from where I view things, there is an extraordinary shift happening. Truly an extraordinary shift. It is difficult to not be completely consumed by your personal experiences and to lose sight of the broader picture. And so it was one of the reasons I was very keen to come forth tonight and share my thoughts and observations, because it is very clear to me the shifts and changes that are occurring. There are energies that are coming into the human experience that continue to uplift and to transform the experience. And some of you have wondered why it is that, for example, the energies that came forth with the recent June solstice of this year, just a few short weeks ago, how this could impact the entire cosmos, because it has had a great impact upon those who wish to be opposed to these changes. And it comes back to those words of Mother Mary about the impact of the base of the vase. You might look at it in that macro sense in which she spoke of it, which is that entire lifting up. But indeed, it is more complex than this. And it is why when energies come forth in the human experience, even if you may not be aware of them, they actually impact the entire cosmos. This is something that is not easy for the human being to understand, but that, my friends, is the case. And it is why when they come forth, when key energies come forth in your sphere, they impact the entire cosmos. And this has been going on for a considerable time. In addition to this, there are many, many, many beings that are present upon the planet at this key time, key monads of great power and experience and intention have sent forth, in some cases, several fingers of consciousness to be present at this time to ensure that all of this unfolds. And there are many threads to this. For example, some of the authors that have written about the, for example, history of the true history of on the planet, or, for example, written about the Mayan calendar and the history of the Maya in broader terms. These are individuals who were guided to do this work in this lifetime. They came forth to do that work, to provide some information about these key transitions, just indeed as were the authors of Hamlet's Mill. These two were individuals who came forth to undertake this key work and bring forth this key understanding so that these pieces could be in place. In addition, some of those that have come forth to act in a manner to display the presence, you might say, of the agenda of the cabal, the powerful work that is being done to create what you might call an Orwellian society upon the planet, that those that have come forth to do this indeed have done exactly that. It is no accident, for example, that some of these individuals speak out as they do, or indeed have found themselves in circumstances which have prompted them to speak out as they do. These are all orchestrated. Some of these individuals have walked extremely difficult paths to place themselves in a situation where they could expose the truth. And in many cases, this has fallen on many deaf ears. But it all contributes to this unfolding. I will also add, as has been mentioned in other areas, the work, for example, of Meron Keshe with his technology that brings forth seemingly free energy and indeed material of any type from the background energy, such as unlimited gold or water or whatever you wish, and also provides the technology to dismantle the warfare upon the planet and indeed to cleanse the environment from such things even as radioactivity. These are possibilities that come forth from his technology. It is no accident that that man is here at this time bringing this forth. He was prompted about this when he was quite young and has spent some 40 years or so of his life developing this understanding in a form that could be expressed and applied in this dimension. There are also those that have understood how those who drive the, you might say, control system on the planet have stolen, you might say, the inherent value of humanity. Indeed, the inherent value that exists in all consciousness, and substituted for it a paper value that they have humanity scurrying after to survive. This too is being exposed and replaced. And the individuals that are driving this again came forth in this lifetime to set all of this up. Now, the reason I have taken the time to explain all of this to you in this level of detail is that it is important for you to understand that there are many threads to this tapestry that is being woven at this time, this tapestry which, you might say, holds this shift in consciousness, or perhaps this shift is that tapestry that is being woven thread by thread by thread. And many of these threads needed to be in place. They needed to be woven into their place in the fabric before the real understandings could come forth in the consciousness of humanity. These things are in many ways unsettling enough, but the notion of the human physical form being able to be transformed into a perfected, rejuvenated state is way beyond the possibilities and expectations of most people upon the planet. And so they need a little softening up for this to come forth, you might say. Rather more, it is important that this tapestry of change be woven from within the human experience so that it has some traction, some connection with the human experience. It is not enough for, you might say, beings turning up in light ships from elsewhere or some masters seeming to step forth upon the planet to take humanity by the hand. It is not the way things work, and particularly so in the human experience. All of this must bubble up from within the human experience. Everyone that is doing this kind of work and making their contribution to this tapestry have incarnated to do this, have struggled through the incredibly challenging and difficult human experience, and on one level or another remembered why they are here, prompted to walk the path that they are walking, and in so doing contribute their thread to this tapestry. It needed to arise from within the human experience, just as your experiences have arisen within each of you. And so this unfolding is complex. There are many elements to it, but it is progressing, and it is progressing quickly. And if you look at the external evidence, it can look very dire because it seems like the activities of the police state are becoming more entrenched. But just as they are becoming more entrenched, they are becoming more exposed. For example, the reactions to the Boston bombing and the apparent massacre in the school in Connecticut, these things were very quickly responded to as being false flag events by people who were in a position to assess this. Now, when 9/11 occurred, there was virtually no such thing that emerged apart from a few people began to look at the evidence, people who were informed from a technical engineering and architecture and other perspectives and looked at it and said, this does not make sense. But they were very much in the minority, and of course that has changed dramatically in the 11 and a half or so years since that time. So I paint this broader picture for you because it is important for you to understand that this shift is happening. Every last one of you, I'm sure, wished that it happened yesterday in its totality, but it is not like that, and it is not happening that way, and indeed it cannot happen that way for the reasons that I have described. And so there is this unfolding, and in so many ways, that December 2012 solstice was a critical moment. Indeed, there was much work that was done for many years prior to that, particularly since the energies of that supernova 1987A began to arrive upon the planet some 25 years prior. In so many ways, it marked a very important beginning to that process. And I'm not suggesting it will take another 25 years for the key aspects of this to come forth, but indeed it will take, as a very minimum, a further 25 years for humanity to truly absorb what this shift really means and what it enables them to do and who indeed and what indeed they are. So this is not a single shot experience, my friends. It is not like that. Rather, it is an unfolding. It is the best way to describe it. And I will say to you, it is unfolding exquisitely from the perspective that I have on things. And so, in the sense of timing, if you look at the evidence, it is already there. There are those resisting, but there are powerful alternative energy sources available and being manufactured that will completely, you might say, disempower the oil-based industry, the fossil fuel-based industry, and the nuclear-based industry that you have upon the planet. That is flowing from the Keshe technology. It has been picked up by many countries and is being rapidly progressed by a number of them, even though if you look in your mainstream press, there is no evidence of it whatsoever. Further to this, the work that is being done to build an alternative, you might say, understanding and framework upon which the true value of humanity is recognized and the false financial system that has been created to enslave humanity will and is being dismantled. In part, there are elements of it which will fit into the changed system because they have a place, they have a role. Some of the practices and tools are indeed very valid. It is rather the context within which they operate that is flawed. And so some of these things will remain in place for a considerable time because there is a place for a basis of exchange between people until, in a sense, and indeed beyond the time when people can simply bring forth into their experience whatever they wish from the background energy. Some people will have different skills and abilities and elements to contribute, and others will wish to acknowledge that in a form which they mutually agree upon. And sometimes that will be, you might say, of a financial nature. So I come with words of encouragement, more than encouragement, but indeed words of illustration and evidence to support the unfolding of this, the weaving of this exquisite tapestry, which matches the most exquisite of any of those rugs you might ever see from that area of the world called Iran. Some of you will know those beautiful, exquisite rugs, and I assure you that what is being woven here matches any of those. So trust this, my friends, and I will say to you that you truly are on the doorstep where the transformation of the human experience can truly begin. You will recognize that the true transformation begins to arise with the emergence of the transformation of the human physical form. It is a piece of evidence that no one can truly deny for any length of time. It will begin to emerge upon the planet, and it will begin to flow throughout humanity. And as this begins to flow, I cannot begin to explain to you how transformative this will be for the perception of humanity as to who and what they are and what they are capable of. It will truly pull the rug on this distorted and deceitful consciousness in which you find yourselves, where there is such a powerful plan to deceive humanity in regard to their greatness and their inherent abilities. And this ruse is about to be torn asunder, and it is far closer than you think. And so as it begins to emerge, it will open a door where humanity will need to be taught about who and what they are, just as they will need to be taught about the illusion in detail in which they have been entrapped. This is so much like that movie called The Matrix, that most people have no idea how close that truly is, this false consciousness that has been created to entrap, enslave humanity. But the plug is about to be pulled on that computer, you might say, that is creating that consciousness. So keep stepping, my friends. Have faith and know that all will be in your experience more quickly than you can imagine. Are you there, Carolyn?
I am here. I am sorry, I didn't realize Max was at the finish of his message. And I invite the listeners to call in with their questions, because Max gave a very, very complete answer, and we are waiting for your additional questions. As for me, my sense of it is I can't wait. Let it not only begin, but be completed. So I say to Max, thank you for your encouragement. Thank you for bringing forth these thoughts that we can ponder and find hope. And you come at a time when many of us certainly do need hope. We need hope because we have waited so long, and it seems like the answers to all of this is so far away, yet you give us all of these little clues where it is not that far away. And for those who might have worked very hard trying to bring this forth, what can you say to these people, Max, where there is some hope of, and what might people do who can heal some of these problems in the physical and in the emotional while they're waiting? Is there any news that you can give us regarding this?
I'm not exactly sure what you're asking, Carolyn. Can you kind of ask me the
Rephrase
question
it.
again? Yes.
Well, we're waiting. It's been a long wait. And people need encouragement, and Max has given us encouragement. But there are also issues within people that need healing. It might be a financial problem, a problem because a home has been lost. It might be because people need physical healing. So while all of this is coming forth, as Max explains, can he give us some thoughts as to how we can heal these things within our own bodies, within our own experience while we're waiting?
It is a complex area that you have touched upon for many reasons. Firstly, each individual, as you know, chooses the path that they walk in a given lifetime. It does not mean that that lifetime is defined down to the very last element, but the key elements are certainly defined. And of course, there is the opportunity for the individual to choose within a perspective of options as they move forward in their lives. In addition to this, as you also understand, there is the influence of the negative past life karmic energies that every individual has accumulated over their many lifetimes upon this planet. Most of humanity does not understand that, firstly, either these energies exist, or if they do understand that they exist, the basis for their existence and the fact that they are unique to the human experience, indeed unique to the human experience beyond the fall of Atlantis. These accumulation processes did not exist prior to the fall, and indeed it was not anticipated that they would exist after the fall. But as you reflect upon the very difficult journey that humanity has walked upon the planet since that time, it is perhaps understandable that this has occurred. And so these energies need to be cleared, and there are prompts that come forth in the human experience about this clearing. Now, in terms of an individual moving forward, there is a great deal of value in clearing these energies and beginning to heal yourself in the energetic and in the emotional sense that I perhaps am touching on with these words. And many of you have worked with Carolyn and Richard in this regard to undertake some of those processes. If you have not and you are listening to this call, then I perhaps encourage you to examine the option of a soul healing session to assist with that preparation. And part of that work that Richard has been doing in those calls involves providing you with some tools that you can use to help with healing yourself. Because this is a very difficult consciousness that you are in. It has been deeply manipulated over thousands of years. And so there is an acceptance by humanity for the most part as to who and what they are, which is so far different from the truth of who and what you are. And so beginning to accept the truth of the wonder of who and what you are is a very important step for all of you. Now, I am not suggesting that this will suddenly, by definition, transform the experience that everybody has. Again, it is interwoven in part with the issues that I mentioned before, and that is the individual paths that have been chosen by souls as they have come forth into this lifetime. And that journey, in a sense, has a role in defining some of the experiences that arise prior to the transition that we are all waiting for. So the steps that I encourage you to take is firstly to, as much as you can, release your attachment to the physical elements in this lifetime. You have been deeply encouraged by this consciousness to place value upon the physical possessions, the trappings of this life. And if you think about that word, it is very much a reminder of the word entrapment, because these trappings do entrap you. They do bind you in so many ways that, for the most part, humanity does not recognize. Now, I am not saying there is not a great deal of comfort in having a place where you live that you can call your own and which in a manner is your domain. There are very strong drivers for that experience in the current consciousness. I am not in any manner denying that, nor am I denying the impact upon the individual of poor health. Some of you live in almost constant and severe pain, and that is very debilitating for anybody walking a human path. And so the steps that I encourage you to take is to heal these energetic and emotional elements as much as you are able, and also to envision the future that you wish to see for yourself, and take care of those things that you need to take care of, but in the sense of taking care of yourself in this lifetime, but release your attachment as much as you are able to the trappings of this life. And so if it has been your lot to give up your house, then accept this and look to find the path that is yours to walk in a manner which allows you to walk that as comfortably as you can until these changes come forth. I am not here to say that suddenly there is going to be money fall out of the sky tomorrow. It is possible that the nature of how the financial system is operating, that as those changes come into the awareness of humanity, so much of this will shift very quickly. And so that in itself will contribute to this. But it is not as if suddenly all of you that are struggling to find employment will suddenly find it, if that is the way you wish to see this resolved. So it is a complex web that will not be simply dissolved. And for some of you, it will continue to be challenging for some time. But at its very essence, I will say to you that all of you will be and are being taken care of. I know it does not seem like that to an extent to some of you, but it is the truth of the matter. Trust in that fundamental truth. Know that the fundamentals that you need in your life to be able to live this life to the level that is required for the path that you are walking will be taken care of. And often it will be in ways that you do not expect. Be open to those ways, to those contributions, to those possibilities, because you never know where healing is going to come from or where financial support is going to come from. You don't know how these things will unfold. Trust in those possibilities and be open to them. And my friends, it is not so long that you will have to hold in this place. Keep stepping, my friends, and that includes you, dear Carolyn, because you suffer so horrendously with what you have to deal with.
Thank you, Max. We are getting very close to the end of our radio show, and so we are going to bring on people who are waiting to speak to Max. But I would like to mention that Max is available for personal consultation. And if you have questions, you want to get them from Max, consider a personal time with Max to answer your own personal questions. So for now, Meadow from New York is on line one. Welcome, Meadow.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Max answered most of my question with the one that you asked, Caroline, but I was wondering if he could clear up something in regard to rejuvenation about how we can speed up the process and how long we might expect to live. Will we live much longer lives?
Meadow, I'm chuckling because you've asked my question, dear. So what can Max say about this?
The process of rejuvenation will be emerging in your experience much sooner than you perhaps might expect. It is very close to becoming forth in your experience. And so when it emerges, the experience of the length of a human life will return to rather more the circumstances which existed prior to the fall in Atlantis. And in that time, people, in many cases, lived for thousands of years. It was not the decay of the human physical form that led to the ending of a lifetime, but rather it was the conscious choice of the individual to release the physical body and move on to a different journey. And indeed, this will be the scenario that will return to the human experience. The concern about how long you might live really will dissolve with the dissolution of the aging of the human physical form. So it is a question that will simply fall away. And the notion of planning a life as you currently plan it will also fall away for these reasons. Your focus will be very different.
Thank you, Max.
That's exactly the answer I wanted. Thank you so much, Max.
We're going to go to another individual for her answer, but before we do, Richard, would you just be kind enough to tell people how they might set up a private session with Max?
Yes, we have set up a website to cater for that, which, if I recall correctly, is maxanswersyourquestions.com. But I'll put a link to it in the email that I send out with the recording when I put it up on the website.
Thank you, dear. Now we're going to go to Jennifer from California on line three. Jennifer,
how do you do? I wanted to thank Carolyn and Richard and Max for all the wonderful support. And I have a real specific question. In going through the transition of consciousness or whatever it is, however you want to explain it, I feel such a pressure around my body, and it's not every day. It's like every 3 days. It's almost as if its centrifugal force is on me so strongly, I can't move at all. And I want to know if there's anything I can do. I started doing spinning, which is just basically turning my body a certain
Jennifer,
number of times.
Jennifer, let me interrupt you, darling, and go to Max and see, get an answer, because
we're running
out of time.
Okay.
Yes. This pressure that she's generating.
There is energy work that you are undertaking, Jennifer, that you currently do not understand fully. And what I recommend that you do when you feel this is to enter a state of meditation when that possibility is available to you and simply breathe into this energetic experience and see it dissolve. Intend that the energetic work that needs to be completed. And I anticipate that you'll find that this will dissipate. It is in part reinforced by concern about its nature and your physical experience of it. So just see yourself moving beyond that. See yourself as the observer of the experience. And as I said, as much as possible, be in meditation. Intend that the energies the work that you are undertaking at that point be completed and the energies move forward.
Thank you,
Thank you, Max. Now we're going to go to line two, and this is Helen from California. Helen.
Yes. Yes, good evening, Carolyn and Richard. And I wanted to deliver my personal thankfulness to Max for his recommendation last Saturday to have a key life session with you. So we did it, and on 4th of July, what a gift is what I want to say.
Aww,
so
thank
the reason
you.
I'm calling today is I feel in this particular time for a person wants to figure out what they have done, what in specific they can do to make a contribution to do as a healing work in this particular time. And I would say it's a great way to find it out with the key path life session. It will bring to direction, and it's like hit the nail on the head, brings great clarity. So,
oh, thank you, Helen. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome, dear. Now, we only have 3 minutes. We're going to try and get another person on. Connie from Ohio on line five. We'd like to hear your question, dear. Be brief if you can.
Hi. I'll be very brief. For the great show. What I want to know, I get a lot of spirit images through my photography. I would like to know if Max and I are going to connect at some point.
Okay. Max, what can you say about Connie's spirit images?
The spirit images have no direct connection with me. I will answer your question simply by saying you asking me this question means that we have connected, but you will not find me coming forth in your photographic work. It is not a path that I will choose to work, but if you simply go into meditation and visualize a connection with me in the manner that Carolyn describes, I will be there with you if you choose. And if you are not comfortable about how to do this, again, it is something that is to teach you how to do if you wish.
Thank you, Max.
I appreciate it, and I would very much like to connect. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Connie. Richard, 1 minute,
thank
dear.
You.
Is there anything you can say that you would like to mention during this minute? We, first of all, want to thank you greatly and thank Max for being here with these wonderful questions and answers.
Well, all I would say is may it be so, and be
yes.
quick.
Well, you know, Helen recommended a key path lifetime, and we also mentioned about having their own private time with Max. So when you send this information out, put those two thoughts in there.
Indeed I will. And actually, Helen has kindly agreed to share the recording of her key path life session with people, and so I will make that available also so that people can share in her beautiful experience.
Oh, it was. It was incredibly beautiful. And the colors were very intense. And the directions that she used during that session was so perfect. So, thanking everyone who listened to this radio show, thanking those at BBS for taking care of us, and thank you, Richard and Max. Until the next time.
Thank you, Carol. Indeed. Until the next time.
Until the next time.